This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, you called me a few days ago, and I mentioned to you that I was really concerned about the crack in the Earth's magnetic field. And if I can paraphrase, you said, "Oh my gosh, that's going to cause earthquakes." And the very next day, after it was reported that there was this crack in the Earth's magnetic field, there was a massive 6.4 earthquake in California. It happened just as you said. So, as someone who studied environmental science, would you like to, Gwyneth? We're not taking calls today. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. No call.
Okay. Yeah, class, no calls today. Please, Gwyneth has a full syllabus. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay. It's actually quite simple how this works. Okay, how solar flares and cracks in the Earth's magnetosphere cause earthquakes and also volcanic eruptions. Very, very large, severe volcanic eruptions as well. And it's like this. The energy that is released from even a conventional solar flare, so not an X-class flare or anything like that, just a regular garden variety solar flare. If you look at the size of one of these things and you look at the size of the Earth, even a regular solar flare is many, many, many times, thousands and thousands of times larger than the whole Earth. That's just a regular solar flare. And it's basically an enormous electromagnetic pulse of energy, plasma energy, okay, like kind of like lightning, if you could imagine that. It comes out from the sun, it bursts in a fireball of electromagnetic energy, comes towards the Earth many, many thousands of times bigger than the Earth, and ordinarily it's deflected 99.999 whatever percent around the Earth because of the magnetosphere, which is also known as the Van Allen Belt, okay? And without the Van Allen Belt, or the magnetosphere as it's otherwise known, the Earth would be fried every single time that a solar flare came out. Because if you can imagine, I don't know if anyone in the class remembers that movie Backdraft, or has ever seen a backdraft where a building is burning on fire and then somebody opens a door and then the flames just, they suck back in and then they go whoosh in an enormous fireball. If you're ever in a burning building and you have to open the door, do not stand directly in front of the door because it's going to backdraft and it will wipe you out. Well, that's what a solar flare is like, except it's on a solar system level. But these electromagnetic flames are deflected around the Earth by the magnetosphere. When there's a crack in the magnetosphere, some of that flame that electromagnetic flame gets into the earth. And it gets sucked in because of magnetic. It gets sucked into the earth's magnetic field and pulled into the earth's core. And what happens in the earth's core, as far as we can tell, okay, is a reversal of E equals MC squared, Einstein's equation. And they used to teach in school that there was no way that you could reverse E equals MC squared, which means if you get energy, energy equals matter times the speed of light squared. That's what E equals M. M stands for matter, E stands for energy, C stands for the speed of light, and that's squared. That's what E equals MC squared means. They used to teach in schools that there was no way that you could reverse that equation. And Albert Einstein was once asked, is that true? Is it impossible to reverse E equals MC squared? And Einstein, who was the man who developed this equation, said, that's not true. That's a mathematical equation. It can certainly be reversed. It's just math. It's just algebra. You can have matter. It would challenge me to give the exact equation, but you could have the matter instead of the energy and change the equation around so that it all worked. That wouldn't be a problem. But you would have to have an enormous amount of energy coming in to make a comparatively small amount of matter. But when you've got a solar flare coming through, and you've got a crack in the magnetosphere, and you've got all this massive amount of energy getting sucked into the Earth's core, it actually reverses Einstein's equation, and it generates matter in the Earth's core. And that's probably where all matter comes from. And that matter has to go somewhere. So it puts pressure on the Earth's core, which puts pressure on the magma layer, which puts pressure on the Earth's crust. And that's what creates the earthquakes. That's what creates the volcanic eruption. It's literally these flares expand the volume of the Earth, and that expansion of the Earth causes the Earth's crust to crack and to shear against each other and to expand in every other way through the fault lines and also making new fault lines. That is what is going on here. And that's why I said on the phone privately to you, oh, my gosh, this is going to create the most massive earthquakes and also volcanic eruptions. And I should point out that just a few weeks ago, there was a massive swarm of earthquake activity underneath Lake Taupo in New Zealand. And I grew up 50 miles from Taupo in New Zealand, or as it's otherwise called, Taupo. But I grew up as a white person in New Zealand, and we always used to call it Taupo, so I'm going to call it Taupo. And it's okay, it's whatever. But the thing about the Taupo caldera is it's one of the most massive calderas on the Earth. And they did an analysis of this earthquake swarm that was underneath the Taupo caldera, and they found out that it was not seismic in nature, that it was actually geothermal, volcanic in nature. That means that it was an indication magma movement underneath Lake Taupo, magma moving towards the surface. And with a caldera, that is not a good thing. And the Taupo caldera is one of the largest calderas in the whole world. It's even bigger than the Yellowstone caldera in its eruptive capacity. It's well overdue for an eruption. And, yeah, it's when if you could imagine the Krakatoa eruption, and that messed with the Earth's climate for about 5 years afterwards, and created massive famine, drought, seasonal disruptions. People were unable to grow crops for about 5 years after Krakatoa erupted back in the 1800s. Well, when Taupo erupts, typically it messes with the world's seasons for about 40 years, and it wipes out most of the North Island of New Zealand and puts such a large cloud of tough ash, smoke, gases, sulfur dioxide, water vapor, all of this volcanic stuff, even tiny fragments of glass come out of the Taupo caldera, pumice. It's so huge that if you could imagine, I know that you still have fireworks in the United States. If you could imagine a Tom Thumb firecracker going off, that would be Krakatoa. And if you could imagine the World Trade Center going down, that would be Taupo erupting compared to Krakatoa. Or if you could imagine the World Trade Center going down and then put next to it the Hiroshima nuclear bomb. That's the difference in magnitude of eruption that we're looking at. It's and the fact is that there have been magma movements underneath the lake. There is a fault line that runs underneath Lake Taupo, runs all through the North Island, up through the Rotorua caldera, up through the Bay of Plenty, and there's geothermal activity all along the fault line. If, when Taupo goes, it is going to be monumentally disruptive for the whole world. And there are magma movements at present, and it could all just settle back down again. Of course it could, you know. But the fact that there has been, it was a 5.6 earthquake directly underneath Lake Taupo, and it was just a few days after the 5.6 earthquake that they've had in, I think it was Java, a few weeks ago. And you had these two earthquakes within about 48 or 72 hours of each other. Things are heating up, and you'd better be prepared for massive volcanic and seismic disruption.
We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did well. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's the Earth's magnetic field. You can think of it as an electrical charge that surrounds the planet, 360 degrees, all sides. And this field protects us. It protects us from particles that are charged and are fired from the sun. They're also known as solar wind. And without this protective magnetic field, these particles that are fired from the sun toward us, and they're fired in all directions, but some of them come toward us, they could peel away the ozone layer. And that is our defense against ultraviolet radiation, which will kill us, blind us. Gwyneth? Did I say anything that's not true?
Yeah. That's absolutely true what you were saying. And I did some mental gymnastics during the ad break, and I figured it out. E divided by C squared equals M is the same equation as E equals MC squared. Would that be right? So you take the C squared, and you make it the denominator. You put it underneath the E. So you're dividing E by C squared. That would be right, wouldn't it, Vincent? That's
well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's get Bert involved in this on Friday.
But
please continue.
It takes an enormous amount of energy to make a small amount of matter. But we're getting an enormous amount of energy. We're getting so much energy that it's many times this blast of energy is many, many, many thousands of times bigger than the whole Earth. And it's traveling at mind-numbing speeds. And the amount of watts or joule that is in this energy is just, it's phenomenal. It's hard to even comprehend it. When this cloud, if you see a picture of this cloud, and if you could imagine your home fireplace being the sun and a blast of fire coming out, the Earth would be about the size of a pea. And it's this blast of solar fire going whoosh out of the sun and hitting the Earth. Isn't that right, Vincent?
That's correct.
This is phenomenal. And the only thing that's been protecting the Earth has been our magnetosphere, the Van Allen belt. And that's been the only thing that's been protecting us. And it's cracked. And this solar energy, this blast from the sun, is getting through. It's happening. It's happening now. And it's going to result in massive, massive volcanic eruptions and earthquakes like you have never seen in your life. And not just one or two of them, lots of them. And I don't want to scare people, but there's 70,000 people in California today. Yesterday they had electricity, today they've got no electricity. Why? Because an earthquake came through and wiped out their electrical transformers. And how long does it take to replace an electrical transformer that's been destroyed in an earthquake? I don't think that it's going to be replaced tomorrow, Vincent. And that sort of thing, it's not like that they can just switch the transformer off and stop it from getting destroyed, like they can with something that they could predict. And since we heard this about solar flares and how earthquakes are generated, to a degree we can predict earthquakes better than we used to, but even so, we haven't quite got the location prediction down pat. We don't know exactly where it's going to hit. We just know that it is going to hit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we'll be right back after bottom of the hour commercial announcements. And
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be in Washington, D.C. today to meet with President Biden, hold a press conference at the White House, and address a joint session of Congress. The Biden administration, focusing on immigrants, is asking the Supreme Court to end asylum restrictions like Title 42, but not until at least after Christmas. As the border crisis rages, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox reminds Americans how secure the border was under Republican leadership.
And that it was just 2.5 years ago when we had the most secure border in decades under President Trump, doing four things: remain in Mexico, Title 42, in catch and release, and build the border wall.
The man at the receiving end of the immaculate reception, 72-year-old Franco Harris, who played running back in the National Football League for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Seattle Seahawks, has died. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, sometimes you wonder how people think or don't think. And I just saw a post by someone who absolutely listens to us every day, who hates us. It must be terrible. It must be terrible for this person to have such a dislike for us, but be glued to USA Prepares for our information. This individual's name is Magenta 408. And he's got a lot to say. And on Tuesday, I was talking about this. I mentioned it with Rich Sheehan. And here is this guy's comment. Quote, "Oh, cripes. Now we have to worry about magnetism. If. You are blowing it out of your sphincter, Vinny." End quote. So here we have people who, this person's never called in. This person has lots of comments, bashes us every chance he gets, but feels obliged for some reason to listen to us. I'd like to invite Magenta 408 to call in, and let's have a go at it. You know, there are people who hide behind aliases on the internet, keyboard, click, and they try to influence what other people might think. And so here we have an environmental scientist. I've shared information that's in the public domain. Captain John Reagan's talked about this. This is a serious topic. We've talked about electromagnetic radiation lots of different ways. I've asked Bert to join in on the discussion on Friday, hour number two, about this exact topic. But yet there are people who think that we're making this up. I don't know what to say. I don't know. It must be miserable. It must be miserable waking up and feeling you got to bash and slash and trash and burn everything around you. How about Magenta 408? How about you join in and help people instead of tearing down? You know, when we go away, Magenta, there is no replacement for USA Prepares. There is no replacement. There is no broadcast that does what we do. There is no broadcast that has the depth of knowledge, the breadth of knowledge, and who reports what's happening the way we do. There is nothing to replace us. We're it. And we are aging. All of us are getting older. I'm over 70. And someday I'm just going to say, you know what? I'm going to just enjoy the time I have left and do what I want. And I don't know when that is. But why are people like you, Magenta? What makes you tick? Or what's broken that makes you not tick? I don't get it. I really don't get it. This is serious as a heart attack, this topic. You know, Let me explain it to you this way. If you take alternating current and you run it through a wire, you will create a magnetic field. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It happens. So that means that if you have wiring in your house and you've got a light, a lamp attached to an outlet, and nothing is running in your house, not a clock, nothing, and you flip on that switch to turn on that light bulb, the current flowing through the wire to light that light bulb creates an electromagnetic field through all the wire, starting at the point of presence in your house where the electricity comes in from the grid and travels all the way to that light bulb and then goes back to the point of presence. That whole wire, length of wire, which could be 100 feet long, 200 feet long, is now an antenna emitting electromagnetic radiation. Now let's use some imaginary arithmetic. Do you have any power lines in front of your house, Magenta? They are emitting electromagnetic radiation. All the wiring in your house is emitting electromagnetic radiation. Your computer, the power cord for it, even the devices within your computer are emitting electromagnetic radiation. That's why they put the power supply of a computer in a metal box to contain the electromagnetic radiation so it less of it gets out. That's why they put a partial cage around a microwave oven, which is the inner chamber, so the electromagnetic radiation doesn't get out. If you multiply all of this times all of the devices that we have in just the United States of America, it's an enormous amount of electromagnetic radiation. Enormous. And then you add to it the electric cars and the electric chargers. Sitting in an electric car, inside an electric car, is crazy to me. Years ago, a guy showed up with a new Audi. He was so proud of that Audi. I brought the tri-field meter out, and I handed it to him. And I said, let's see what happens when you turn the ignition key on. It pegged the meter in the driver's seat, reading electromagnetic radiation in a sophisticated little Audi A4. That's a little Audi. This is probably 5 years ago. What I'm saying is we are destroying our environment with all of the wiring, all of the electromagnetic radiation. And then we have Elon poking holes, burning holes through the atmosphere every time he puts another rocket up. And so does NASA. And so do all of these jets flying people to Mexico or Florida or wherever they're going because they're bored and they want to read a book on the beach. Or they go to spring break. I said that I think Elon Musk is one of the most dangerous people on the planet. I've been saying it for years. I have not changed my tune. Class, if you know, I don't change my tune very often, if at all. I try to get it right the first time. Elon Musk with his experimenting on monkeys, torturing monkeys, that's now come to light. It's being investigated. And poking holes in the atmosphere that we can't fix, it's suicide. And some people say, yeah, but we could get internet faster. We don't need internet faster. As a matter of fact, I don't think we even need the internet. I was doing just fine without the internet when I was growing up. Just fine. And so was everybody else I knew. Then we've got Vladimir blowing up his old stomping grounds. And then we got Joe saying, oh, okay, we'll send you a battery of Patriot missiles. Do y'all see what's happening? We are marching toward World War III. And there's an old saying, how's World War IV going to be fought? Well, with sticks and stones. Gwyneth?
Sticks and stones. That was Albert Einstein's opinion, you know. And for any of the people out there who think that, you know, we might not know what we're talking about, it's not like that our teachers were nobody. Vincent Finelli had his college lecturer, one of his main college lecturers was Carl Sagan, the one and only one of the most brilliant physicists that has ever been on the face of the earth. And for my geology teacher, I had Professor Ian Plimer. He's our Professor Emeritus, Ian Plimer, of the University of Melbourne. And I had him for about 3 hours of lectures every week for 18 months when I was at the University of Melbourne. And I would be, after the lecture, I would be down at the front of the class asking questions. And geology is not my strongest subject, but I sat in the lectures and I paid attention and I tried to learn all that I could. And this was where I learned about electromagnetism and the Earth's core. This knowledge wasn't so much at the time, but I'm sure if you ask Professor Plimer today, he's still alive. If you ask him, in fact, I might email him, and I might say, "Listen, sir, this is, you know, I'll use the name Gwyneth, but he knows me by my actual real name." And I do email him from time to time, even to this day, and I'll say to him, "What do you think about the electromagnetism and the crack in the Van Allen belt. And what effect is that going to have on the Earth? And I think I actually will look up his email address and write him an email, and I know that he will reply to me. And I will give the class an answer. And this man is one of the most prominent geologists in the whole of Australia. And Australia, geologically, in the world of geology, Australia is a heavy hitter because of the mineral resources that we have in this country. We've got to have top geologists. And Ian Plimer, for about the last 50 years, has been one of the key figures training Australian geologists. And he still writes books. He still does the occasional lecture. But this was my mentor in geology, in earthquakes, in how volcanoes work, you know, by the different types of magma and all the rest of it. It's not like that we're nobody. And our teachers were not nobody. They knew their stuff. And because we paid attention in class, we know our stuff. And we are just trying to teach you for your own good something of what we learned back in the day, which I don't know if this information's generally available for people who haven't had college education. You know, I don't know if it is or not, because, you know, well, there's a lot of stuff that I just assume everybody knows, but it turns out that a lot of people don't, because the reason why I know it is because of my life and where I've come from, what I've been studying for the last 30 years. You know, does that make sense, Vincent? Which is environmental science, geology, geopolitics, Indigenous tribal cultures, and all of
it. It absolutely all does. And we are a sum of our experiences, our genetics, our passions, and our interests, our ability to assimilate and retain and connect dots. That is part of who we are and what we do. USA Prepares is unique in the world of broadcasting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. it's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Away in the United States. So if you happen to be in the path of this storm, I recommend that you consider not going out in it. Make sure you have what you need today so you don't have to go out tomorrow. And don't risk your life. And, you know, one of the risks that if you go out in this storm is from the other guy. Is from the other guy who's not paying attention, who doesn't have good tires on the vehicle, who doesn't know how to drive in snow or ice or inclement weather, and may crash into you. Don't let that happen. Get out of the way of these people who are ignorant of so many things. Gwyneth, we're going to talk about permaculture today. Do we have time to do that?
Yeah, just a little bit. You've got to realize that it's really coming down to the wire. And you'd better get into sorting out what you're going to do for your food production. You know, if you're living in a non-snowy climate, then you might be able to put a garden in. If you're living in an area where there's snow, obviously that's going to be impossible. But you're going to have to really figure out now what you're going to do to get in some food storage just to see you through to the spring, you know, 3 or 4 months time to where you're not going to starve during the winter. Because I'll tell you what, it's mind-blowing for me. I go online and I watch these videos of all these people in the cities, and I've been saying for years that cities are concentration camps. My gosh. In Oxford, in England, you know, they won't let you drive more than 15 minutes from your house. What the dickens is going on there? You know, are they saying that it's a climate lockdown? What are you going to do if you're in Oxford and you think that, oh, that's over in England, that doesn't matter to us? Well, it's coming all over the world, you know? What are you going to do if there's armed patrols roving around, bashing people up, you know, throwing them in the back of paddy wagon, police vehicle, blue team vehicle, just because you're more than 15 minutes from your own home, for crying out loud, you know, 15 minutes from home here is just on the outskirts of town, 15 minutes drive from here. It's like, I'm really, we're heading into the dead time of year here too, because the summer for us is like months and months of 30 and 40 centigrade days and very little rain. You know, we had a sprinkling of rain tonight. We'll probably get another sprinkling tomorrow, but that's because it's a La Nina year. Normally there might be no rain whatsoever until about March or April, and that's totally normal for us, you know. So, but it's the warm time of year. That's the time of year for growing things like zucchinis and tomatoes and stuff like that, potatoes. They all, if you can keep the water up to them, they do really well. But you have got to think of your own circumstances and realize so we are heading into a full systemic collapse. There's nothing that can be done to stop it at this point in time. It is coming. It is going to be apocalyptic. It is going to be Mad Max. And there's just no getting around it. And you had better have food production on your own property, you know? And one way that you might be able to have some food through the winter, you know, is if you can get a few layer hens and a stash of grain and have the layer hens in a lit hen house. And if you can keep 12 hours of sunlight, incandescent light up to them, or you know, whatever lighting, you would have to have a look at the frequencies and study that for yourself. Make sure you've got the right lighting frequencies the chickens need. Maybe grow lamps would be good. But that will at least stop you from starving until the spring comes. But you would have to keep them warm. You'd have to keep them fed. It's a real responsibility having chickens. But in return, they'll feed you. And I've sent you, by the way, a biography of Ian Farmer, just so that you can get to see who he is, Vincent, just for your own self. You know, because I know that a lot of people outside of Australia might not know who he is, but he is a very, very prominent scientist.
Yeah. Wanda, thank you so much for being with us today. See you next Wednesday.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.